Recorded Books presents Her Heart's Desire by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Narrated by Christina Moore. From the Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 29. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given. An Amish proverb. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. Chapter 1. March. There were only two beds in the motel room, two beds for the three of them to share. Looking at the somewhat shabby space, Mary Margaret Miller felt her insides knot. When the Pioneer Trails bus driver had announced they'd needed to make an emergency stop in Georgia because the storm was too fierce to drive through, it had almost sounded like a grand adventure. Mary had never traveled much farther than Sugar Creek or Berlin, Ohio, and though she did know quite a few Englishers, most everyone she knew was Amish, just like her. She'd been so excited to see new things and meet new people, she hadn't even been too concerned when the bus pulled into the parking lot of a small, rather run-down motel just off the highway. But now, as she stood next to two girls she barely knew and studied the forlorn pair of beds, Mary realized that her spur-of-the-moment decision to travel to Pinecraft, Florida, by herself, hadn't been the greatest idea. Not at all. Or perhaps her earlier prayers on the bus were to blame. After all, she had suggested to the Lord that surely anything would be better than being on a large bus in the middle of an ice storm. Maybe he had decided to take her at her word. Lily broke the silence first.
Do either of you want to guess what that stain on the wall is from?
All three of them turned to stare at the dark blob seeping down from the ceiling to rest near the light switch.
I've been trying to pretend it wasn't there, Betsy said. Obviously, that plan didn't go in too well.
I would say that I've been trying to not think about the bedspreads, but I cannot seem to think about anything besides who all has touched them previously,
Lily murmured. Betsy wrinkled her nose.
Maybe we should put them on the floor, yeah? They might be infested.
That would surely be best, Lily said.
Straightening her slim shoulders, Betsy glanced Mary's way.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah.
Finding her voice at last, Mary attempted to sound optimistic.
Do you girls have any thoughts about how we should decide who gets to sleep alone tonight?
I don't mind sharing a bed with either of you, Betsy said. I doubt I'll sleep much anyway.
It doesn't matter to me either, Lily said. Betsy might be wide awake, but I'm exhausted. I've been so nervous about this trip. I haven't slept much for the last week. I could almost sleep on the floor.
As they all looked at the threadbare carpet under their feet, Lily wrinkled her nose.
Scratch that. I'm not going to put my head anywhere near that carpet.
Mary smiled at her.
I wouldn't let you even if you wanted to do such a thing. You'd likely get a skin rash or something.
After carefully pulling off the comforter and tossing it in the corner of the room, Betsy sat down on one of the beds.
That settles it, then. I'll share this bed with Lily, and you may have the other one all to yourself, Mary.
Now Mary was embarrassed. Why had she even brought up their sleeping arrangements in the first place? No doubt the other girls thought she was the type of person who always needed her way, even at the expense of others. Tentatively, she said,
Sorry if I sounded pushy. I sometimes say all the wrong things.
Betsy shook her head.
There's nothing to forgive. If we're being honest, I'm so happy to be out of my little Kentucky town and doing something different. Even staying in this motel feels exciting.
I feel the same way,
Lily added as she carefully pulled the straight pins from her cup, then set them on the dresser.
I can't even remember if I've ever had a sleepover with two friends.
Me neither,
Betsy said with a smile before she seemed to realize what she'd just insinuated.
I mean, not that you two are my friends or anything.
Mary gaped at the other two.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?